boldness of a blood creative atmosphere. You could do this daily. You could live in the boldness of a blood created atmosphere. You can do that daily. You can do that daily. You can do that daily. On daily premises, the sevenfold blessing we saw in Revelation, or the sevenfold anointing, or the seven keys that unlock the spirit realm there in Revelation. I think it's Revelation 5 and 12 we saw those seven keys. We'll be dealing with them later on. But there's a shift in the atmosphere when Jesus came. There was a lot of ministry going on, great prophets, great teachers, great priests, and there was a lot of ministry going on, but it was all of them were shadows. It was shadows of the things to come. When Jesus came and did what he had to do, it changed the whole atmosphere. And you must learn how to live under that atmosphere. Sadly to say that people... You know, and I try to get around it, but I have to deal with it. You know, people going back to the Ark of the Covenant and then making that a ministry. That's not a ministry anymore. It's been fulfilled now by the Lord Jesus Christ. And people run behind everything. You know, you can't do that. You can't do that. You're running backwards. And there's everything new now. Jesus, it's a dishonor to Jesus to go back and do something that he had fulfilled. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes people get so deep, they miss God. And so let's understand this. In Hebrews chapter, I want you to stand with me. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 19. Now, the 9th and 10th chapter, you can go back to the 8th chapter, you can go back to the whole book of Hebrews. It's telling you that it's a new order. There's new power. There's new strength. There's new wisdom. There's new honor. There's new glory. There's new blessing available for the child of God because of the blood of Jesus. And so now, the 19 through the 22nd verse is all we can stand to read this morning. There's a whole lot more. But there's so much in the context of this statement as Jesus, as the apostle, revealed to us the shifting of the order of God's government. It becomes stronger. And it's all because another type of blood has been shed. Yes, sir. And it's a done thing. This blood has to not be shed no more. In the old priesthood, they had to keep coming back. But this is the climatic blood. Blood that's sealed things for eternity. Not a moment. Not a moment. Not just for me, not just for you, but for everybody. It's an eternal act that God performed through Jesus. And so this is so clear as we talk about boldness. The writer says in the 19th verse, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Then he goes on and say, my wife was in the supermarket and I was memorizing and meditating. And I got to this 20th verse, it says, by a new and living way. So there must have been an old and dead way. Why would he say that? By a new and living way, which he has what? Consecrated for us through the veil. The veil, you know, the veil. You remember when Jesus was on the cross, the veil was cut in two. You see, only the high priest can go behind the veil in the old covenant, but now all of us can go. And the veil was his flesh, to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, then this 22nd verse tell us. You know, the Bible said, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Amen. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance. That's boldness there. Yes, of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. Lord, thank God I don't have an evil conscience no more. And our body washed with pure water. You may be seated. Now, you have a right to activate this blood every day. And I'm going to give you some application. I'm going to give you some ways you can function in this blood on a daily basis. A second subject is I want to train you how to live in the blood-bought boldness flow. That's a flow. Now, remember, say, out of your belly shall flow river of living water? That's blood. Because the water and the blood agree. The spirit and the blood agree. What does boldness mean? What are we talking about when we say living in the boldness of the blood? You see, our text says, in the night of heaven, therefore, brethren, boldness. You've got to have boldness to enter in whatever God's word says yours. You got to be bold about it. I say you have to be bold about it. So what bold mean? Bold means not hesitating or fearful in the face of actual or possible danger. So you got to be bold when things not going right. The blood boldness lets you know that I'm authorized to win. I'm authorized to win. God dog it, I'm authorized to win. And that's another thing about this boldness, because this world try to set a system up on us and Satan try to set a wall up on us, is not hesitating to break the rule. Any rule set that try to tell me I can't go where God said I can go, I'm not hesitant about breaking that rule. That's boldness. Another thing about boldness is necessitating courage and daring challenges. And then it's going beyond the usual limit of conventional thought or action. I like that, conventional thought. Well, away with conventional thought. You know, it's a convention. It's natural. Going beyond the limit, the usual limit. See, this atmosphere we're creating is created to let you know you can go beyond the usual limit. He who knows how to activate the blood of Jesus can live a life beyond the usual limit. You didn't hear that. See, this blood is unusual. All the other blood was usual. All them lamb blood was just alike. But this lamb that was slain for us had some unusual blood. Actually, I believe God will let me say this. Actually, we're talking about God blood. It's unusual blood. And it does. I just got to introduce this right, Lord. It's time. When the Lord was speaking to me about this message, he says time to let the manifestation and demonstration of blood boldness take charge of your life and all your life situations. And it's time for us to begin to fully live in the blessings of Jesus' blood. Good God Almighty. You know what I'm saying there? When I'm saying, when the Spirit of God says time for you to live in the full, fully living in the blessing of Jesus' blood, you know what he's saying? Everything in this book belongs to you. Listen, because I know you didn't receive it like you should, I got to read it over and say it, try to put some more unction on it, because this is very important. It is time to let the manifestations and demonstrations of blood boldness take charge of your life and all of your life situations. Did you hear me? And begin to fully live in the blessings of Jesus' blood. That's what the Lord wants you today. And listen to this. The blood functions by grace, not by work. So therefore, we have to call on faith to function in the blood. You cannot function in the blood just because you're seed. You have to call on faith so grace can kick in, so God can do something for you out of the ordinary, something you couldn't do for yourself, but God do something supernaturally for you and bring manifestation in your life that you can't explain, and demonstrations in your life that you got to give him the glory. Away with a normal life. Normal life leave me, because the blood took normal living from me, because I can cross lines that the average man can't cross, but I don't cross them by myself. Are you following me? And so away with a normal church going life. I'm just a member. I'm a church. No, no. I'm a member of Christ. I'm a member of the body of Christ. Something have happened to me. God have given me the ability to live in an atmosphere that nobody but a Christian can live in it. See, this blood atmosphere, this shedding, this lamb was slain from the foundation of the world. He created an atmosphere that I can operate in, and the supernatural meets me. Miracles. Man, we ain't seen no miracle. Miracles, signs, and wonders should follow us. We shouldn't be following after them. Somebody got some signs of you going to run over there and go to that service. No, they're supposed to be following you. Oh, I'm going to take my time and preach this. Take this down and practice this. My life is flowing in the demonstration of the blood anointing. My life, I dare you say that every day. I dare you say it now, right now, dare you. In the demonstration of the blood anointing. Say that every day. Just say it and watch things start changing, because that blood could change the atmosphere. Once you get blood flowing revelations in place and begin to know how to make withdrawals on it, you will begin to live the divine life Jesus has paid for. See, but you're going to have to get blood flowing revelation. And that's what I'm here for this morning, to give blood flowing revelation. Your life is unlimited when you know how. Becoming blood conscious in your mind and heart. Becoming blood conscious. When you say blood, now when I say blood, we're talking about the death, burial, resurrection, payment. See, you're talking about the cross here. You're talking about what Jesus had already done. You're talking about things that are already paid for, things that nobody can take from you. But you have to get in that blood boldness. You got to get in that atmosphere of boldness to know it's rightfully yours. You have to have courage, strength from the Holy Ghost to live this type of life. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
And then every Christian need to have the knowing of how to operate in blood faith. Say blood faith.
Blood faith.
Blood faith. Now that's, and then you turn it around, it's faith in the blood.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to have to learn how to operate in it, or you're not going to be able to function fully as a Christian, because the Christian atmosphere or the Christian rites or the Christian authority is blood orientated. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus shedded his blood, that make me different. Are you following me? That enabled me to function beyond my understanding. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, a blood atmosphere is an atmosphere where Jesus' blood take over the scene. And where Jesus' blood fills the atmosphere, everything that is reached after by a Christian, it says, paid for.
Yeah. Glory to God.
See, you have to understand that. That's very important. Very important that you apply your, I'm going to show you some scriptures in a minute, of applying that boldness, that blood boldness. That blood boldness. But you cannot, you will not experience the power of Jesus' blood without faith in the blood. And you can't have faith in the blood if you don't hear about the blood. Huh? And so here, yeah, our text is talking about a boldness. We have to have having a boldness to enter into the holiest. Now, the holiest is a certain atmosphere. The holiest, if you don't know what the holiest is, you don't, it's, the holiest is in the presence of God.
Yes, sir.
And so it's the atmosphere where God's presence is known. God's presence is touching you. And you touching God's presence. Are you here? You come to the place. You must come to the place. Here, you must come to the place. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Stopping all flows in your life that does not agree with the blood.
Yes,
stopping all flows in your life, like sickness and disease,
yes,
lack, confusion.
Yes.
You got to stop that.
Yes,
who got to stop it? You got to stop it. By knowing your rights in the blood, by knowing how to apply the blood,
yes,
knowing how to plead the blood,
yes,
knowing,
yes,
the ramification of the blood, knowing the revelation of the blood, knowing your relationship to the blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Ramification, revelation, my relationship to God because of the blood. My relationship to heaven because of the blood. My relationship to Jesus because of the blood. My relationship to the Holy Ghost because of the blood. My relationship to the kingdom of God because of the blood. My relationship to the kingdom of heaven because of the blood. Because the kingdom of God is a method.
That's right.
Yeah.
Doing it God's way.
Yes,
the kingdom of heaven is a place.
Yes,
but I'm related to all those places.
Yes,
my relationship to the angelical world.
Yes,
supernatural beings, when I pray and my prayer answers trying to be blocked. Michael and all of them and Gabriel and all of them go to fighting.
Yes,
because I'm related to them. I'm kin to angels, I tell you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Angels are my cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you got to think. See, I got angels. I got angels in my family. And those angels ready to fight for the family rights. You got to fight for your family rights. I got angels in my family. Supernatural beings. So we enter by boldness, by the blood of Jesus, we enter boldness into the holiest. That's what that text said. And then the text, let me look back at the text before I read the rest of this. Look back at the text because it's so powerful. Hallelujah. How long are you going to preach today, Reverend, until the rain stop? Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest, how? By the blood of Jesus. Otherwise, you cannot go in God's presence without blood. Not without blood. Not without blood. Every time you pray, not without blood. Every time you make a confession, not without blood. Every time you praise him, not without blood. Every time you decide to worship him, not without blood. Every time you want to get an answer for him, read the word, not without blood. Every time you meditate the word, not without blood. Whatever you do in the name of the Lord, you have to do it with blood.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you use the name of Jesus, you're using blood. If you dare to try to use the name of Jesus without blood, Jesus' name don't worth a quarter. The blood make his name effective. Good God Almighty. Then he said in the 20th verse, you see it? Look at your Bible. You got your Bible? What the first statement said? Now, why you won't still live the old way? See, every day is an adventure in the spirit. Every day, something out of the ordinary can happen to you because you're walking in a new dimension. Religion tried to take that from us, but we're getting it back. To have power in the morning, power in the evening. You know what I'm saying? Power, power, power. So I was to admonish you to be attending to your blood flow daily from God. Turn with me as we talk about this holy boldness. I want to look at a few scriptures that validate our boldness as Christians. We have a boldness about us as Christians. We have a certain boldness that we have should have on our life. And I want to show you some aspect of this blood boldness that you can apply immediately. Turn with me, if you would, to Hebrews 4. Hebrews 4, dealing with prayer boldness. What will make your prayer bold? There's a boldness, the blood, there's a boldness in prayer for pushing, praying under the rain of the blood. It's a boldness. It's a very, very simple scripture that points that out to us. Hallelujah. How many of y'all want to pray with more boldness? They asked, you remember in Acts 4, they asked us when the enemy was coming against them, they asked the Lord to give them, let them speak the word of God with boldness. But I always did love this scripture in Hebrews 4:16. It's part of my life, this scripture. It said, let us therefore come boldly. Where? Unto the throne of grace, to the throne of favor. Blood calls favor. That we may obtain mercy and find grace or find favor to help in the time of need. You got to pray bold. You heard me? Your prayer life has to be a bold prayer life. You got to pray with boldness. You can't pray like you don't have a right to pray. And see, by knowing the ability of the blood, it will give you boldness to pray. You have a right to pray. I have a right to call on God. I have a right to get an answer. I have the right to get a breakthrough. I have a right to stop the devil work. I have a right. You see what I'm saying? It's a boldness. Let us therefore come boldly, not beggarly. See, the church for a long time was begging God. That beggar sat on that rich man's table looking for crumbs. The church act like that. God don't want you to be no beggar. God wants you to be bold. What, you a beggar or you bold? What are you? Bold, because you have a right to be blessed. You have a right to be blessed. Say it, I have a right to be blessed. And so when you pray, because of the blood gives you access to God. It gives you access to heaven. And so when you pray, it's already paid for. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Martha, don't you moan. See, you go right on in now. You have a right to do it. When I pray, I get an answer. I can't hear you. Because I got a right. And I'm going to the throne of grace. You know what that? The throne of grace. What? The throne where everything happened at the throne where God throw his door open to me and say, come on in. The throne. I don't go there. Lord, it's me. No, boldly. Lord, hey! I knock on the door. Ring the doorbell, knock on the door at the same time. Yeah, because God said, present my word back to me. God don't want us to be warm and try to, you know, people think meekness is creeping. No, you go bold. Miracles, listen to me now. Miracles are hidden in the boldness of the blood. I'm going to take you to the scripture. Miracles are hidden in the boldness of blood. Once you understand the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, and understand that you have that divine backup, you're bold. You're bold to call on miracles. Why? Because you know you're not doing it. These boys was unknowing, looking at Acts 4:13. Miracles are hidden in the boldness of the blood. Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. if this is so, and it is, this is why a lack of understanding of the blood, the church have not functioning miracle. See. These boys, you know, they had was going to prayer, and this man was out there crippled, and these boys knew they had something to offer.
That's right.
Third chapter of Acts, and they worked a miracle. God worked a miracle through them, and that lamb man. I wonder how many church members pastor. I wonder how many hallelujah, brother. Hold on. Prove favor to the end. I wonder how many prophesy to them when they're on the way in the temple. Some stop and prophesy. You just got spiritual folks, you know. They stop and prophesy to them. Say, one of these days, God's going to get you up. I prophesy. I hear from the Lord. Might be about 3 more years, but you're going to get up. Then these two unlearned guys come and look at him and say, you know, say, I ain't got no money in my pocket right now. But in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Yes.
Took him by the hand. Now organized religion is totally confused.
Yes.
But I want you to see here in Acts 4:13. And that's what they need to be seeing about us.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men. Now, it's talking about their religion. They say, they didn't go to our seminary. How can this be going on? See? So they saw they were ignorant, unlearned men, but they marveled. Why did they marvel? And it took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Another way to say it, they'd been under that blood.
Amen.
And that's why they were so bold. We know when now somebody said, well, the Holy Ghost was involved. The Holy Ghost can't work without the blood. So the Holy Ghost, every time the Holy Ghost anoints you, he's blood conscious. The Holy Ghost is. You see, and so they were able to operate in that boldness because they had been with Jesus. Why are you going to be able to operate in that boldness? Because you've been with Jesus.
Yes.
And you have that blood on you, you see. And so the miracles are hidden in that boldness.
Amen.
See, you're not going to get no miracle if you're not bold. See, out of horse, he brought his name up. He was bold, man. He walk in a place. He'd take it over. He'd take it over. And see, I'm trying to creep up on y'all. Because y'all can't, you know, you won't be able to handle real boldness. Huh?
Yeah.
See, a real bold preacher, I tell you, get up and go sit somewhere else. I don't want you sitting right there. Sit over there, right next to him. And you get all upset about your special seat. See, if the spirit is functioning, the person who is God using should be able to do whatever God tell him to do. But we got church Annie and Christianity and all this stuff, and every kind of Annie, you know. And sometimes we miss the move of God. But my Colossia, see, coming on, when you're able to move out of the ordinary, God can take over.
Yes,
amen.
See, you cannot be dealing with untamed feeling. Untamed feeling as emotion that's coming out of your soul. And so you're sitting up here, instead of having faith, you got feeling. So when a faith move is made, your feeling block it. You see what I'm talking about? And see, we've got to get beyond that, because miracles are not going to happen in ordinary atmosphere. You almost got to snap under the unction of the Holy Ghost for something to happen out of the ordinary. You can't go with the routine song and the routine speech. No. You have to, my goodness, you have to permit the Lord And you see the deep south down here in the deep south, we've been eating spaghettis when we should be eating lobsters in the spirit realm. You know what I'm saying? And so the Holy Ghost want to move, but then your feeling rise up. He shouldn't have done that. Now, where you come from? He shouldn't have done that. You see, so I'm trying to, for years, I'm trying to build this ministry. At a drop of the head, the power can flow. I say at a drop of the head, the power can flow. Look at these guys. These guys, they said, these organized religions should look at you the same way. The world should look at you the same way. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they saw it. And they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. What do you mean they had been with Jesus? Well, I mean, they was acting different. They was acting in a deeper dimension of authority. They passed their religion up. And they was trusting somebody they couldn't see. There's something about this atmosphere, this blood boldness atmosphere. Living in the boldness of a blood creative atmosphere. See, you let the blood create the atmosphere. You let the blood, your knowledge, your understanding, your revelation, your insight about the blood and what Jesus really done for you, turn you into another person. And you don't operate normally. You operate on a realm of the, in a realm of the spirit, not because you're so great, because he's so great.
Yes.
You begin to function with a blood unction.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The boldness of spiritual warfare is by being blood conscious. They overcame him, Revelation 12 now. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, love not their lives unto death. They overcame him. Our authority for warfare is blood authority. He who knows the blood can stop demons. He who knows how to make withdrawals from the blood of Jesus is undefeatable,
yes.
Unstoppable,
yes.
Undeniable.
Yes.
You have to, my brothers and sisters, you have to know you have divine right to make withdrawals on the power of Jesus' blood.
Yes,
if you don't know nothing else, you have to know that. Whatever Jesus paid for, I have a right to make withdrawal.
Yeah.
And he paid for everything.
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare, you're not going to win. Righteousness don't work without the blood. There is no righteousness without the blood. Huh? The gospel does not work without the blood. Faith does not work without the blood. Are you listening to me? Huh? Salvation doesn't work without the blood. The word can't work without the blood. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Prayer can't work without the blood. So to withstand the evil one, you're going to have this blood-created atmosphere. You're going to have a boldness. You've got to talk up.
Yes, sir.
Don't cower out. Talk up. Speak the word. Speak the word only. You don't need no psychology with it. Just speak boldly. Speak the word only. And Satan would obey you. He know he has to obey you, but he don't want you to know.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Look at Hebrews chapter 13 with me. Hallelujah. Hebrews 13:5 said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Boldly said, the Lord is saying, the Lord is my helper.
I'm not
worried about what man try to do to me. You see, you got to know how. Listen now, listen to me. You got to know how to get the blood attention. When you start talking boldly like that, and you know you can't do it, and so they're looking all behind you and around you, say, how she can talk like that? But there's invisible power, invisible help standing right there on your behalf. And so you're talking boldly because you got something pushing you. You realize you're not by yourself. Come on, children. You got to realize that. You have that divine right to function from blood consciousness, blood power, blood's ability, the blood of Jesus. That's why I said let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith that what I say going to work because Jesus is with me. And I can boldly say the Lord is my helper. I can boldly say when my back against the wall and it looked like it's not going to work out, but I still can boldly say the Lord is my helper. Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my strength. To whom should I fear? That's a boldness. There's a blood boldness you got to have all the time. Glory to God. You got to be bold in the blood. You got to flow in the blood. You got to be bold. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Thank God for his glory. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Kasolobashata. Korasata kasata tara. Praise his holy name. Kasatalabashata kasa. Praise his holy name. Kasatalabashokota. Praise his holy name. All right, stay focused on me here. Stay focused on the word. Come on, sit down. They're gonna handle that. They're gonna handle that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Turn to Proverbs 28. Proverbs chapter 28.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs chapter 28. You have to be bold as a lion in your righteousness. Bold as a lion. L-O-I in your righteousness. All right, turn to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. Just for a moment. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28. What? Is he good? The wicked fleeth when no man pursues. But the righteous, as bold as a lion. Good God Almighty. See. So we should not be running like other people run. We should not be fainting hard when things not going right like other people, because we know we got connection. And you can't lose your boldness when things get rough. You can't lose your boldness when Satan attacks. You got to still be bold. You have to trust God for your boldness. It's the wicked got to flee, but I don't have to run because I'm not by myself. Look at this voice. Look at it again. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous is bold as a lion. Bold as a lion. Bold as a lion, I said. Bold as a lion. When you face adversity, when the enemy is on the attack, you got to be bold, child. And the blood of Jesus. Lord, going to take care of John. Shoot. Got to. I need John. John with me. Hallelujah. Said boldly. Be strong.
Be strong.
John is blessed.
John is blessed.
Sit down. Sit down. Let me see. God, God, take care. One of my right-hand men, he got to take care. Glory to God. Got to be bold in the face of when the enemy attack you. You got to be bold. See, I learned a long time ago, and I trained young ministers. When the enemy is trying to attack, keep pushing the word. You got to trust that word, man. That word going to take care of everything. The devil's a lie. Let me preach a little, just a little more. Let me preach a little more. Glory to God. I feel a holy boldness rising up on me right now. Why now? Turn to Ephesians. You got your shouting clothes? Turn to Ephesians. I'm going to show you why we should be bold. Turn to Ephesians 3. You got your shouting clothes on? Huh? You ready to shout? Boldness, access, and confidence. Come on, say it. Boldness.
Boldness.
I have boldness.
I have boldness.
Access.
Access.
Boy, you know what access means?
Yes.
Access.
Access.
And confidence.
And confidence.
No matter what come in my life, I have boldness.
I have boldness.
Access.
Access.
And confidence.
And confidence.
God Almighty. Now let's read the word on that. Let's see if the word says something about that. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12. In whom? Get up and do a little jig now. In whom? You got to do a little jig now. In whom? Devil said, the devil's a liar. In whom? It's all about him. In whom? In whom? Look what it said. Look what the word says. Sit down. Look what the word said. We might someday, in the sweet by and by, when the warfare's over. What good it is when the war is over? What good it is in the sweet by and by? In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. I like this next one. The body of Christ need bold preaching. They don't need no serenades and poems and human psychology. They need somebody preaching the book. Bold preaching produces bold faith. Are you following me? And we need some bold preaching. We don't need no beggarly preaching. We don't need no ballad preaching. Listen. Turn with me. There's two or three scriptures I want to look at here now. Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul knew about this, 6 and 19. Paul said, and you're talking about praying, he said, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth. Oh, Lord. Open my mouth, huh? Boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. The gospel cannot be made known without boldness. We can't have none of these little prissy sermons, little cute sermons. No, because you got to have your inadequacy mixed with God's adequacy. That's the only thing you're going to preach. You got to have your weakness mixed with God's strength. That's the only thing we're going to preach. Wait, Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 1 and 5. Turn down. Let me show you what kind of preaching you got to make your family good and take care of you every day of your life. And you better be glad you're in a church with a bold preacher. Y'all Y'all know I'm not scared now. Y'all know I'm not scared. I'm not afraid, but the more power God give you, the more careful you have to be. Because you could hurt people. So you got to be real careful. You got to be real careful when you're powerful and you got a lot of people following you. You can thrash people. And so I got to be real careful. I got to do a lot of praying. For some people, you want to tear their head off. But you just can't do it. You can't do it. That's the natural. You can't do that. You can't do that. So didn't I tell you? You know, some people, my salaba. That means shut up. I try to get around this. When you dishonor me, you're hurting yourself. I know people who can't talk right now.
Amen.
People who can't take care of themselves right now. So members, if I'm not your shepherd, and if I'm not your apostle, and you can't respect me, leave this church.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want you getting in trouble.
Right. Amen.
All right, I just had to say that. I don't know, just because I want to protect my flock, and I don't want flock. I don't want you tying in with somebody with disrespect.
Right.
If they disrespect me, say, "I'll see you later."
Right.
Don't go along with no program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good God Almighty. I better close. See, I'm an apostle. I'm not a coward.
That's right.
Don't try me.
Yeah.
I can take so much, and then I'm coming out. All right. Huh? I'm trying to get around this, Lord. You got to help me. The fifth verse of the 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, the fifth verse. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also, it came in word, but also in power. Oh, Lord. And I want to add to that. And in the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and there come the boldness.
Yeah, yeah.
In much assurance. As ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
Right.
Now you see, that's why I had to say that.
Yes, sir.
You better know what manner of men you're among. You ain't playing with a little sister down the street here now. You playing with a man of God. If you come against a man of God, you got trouble, boy. Listen, this gospel come not in word only, but in power. I wouldn't dare be a minister with no backup. Power and assurance, confidence and boldness. Yeah, when you got power, you got to be careful. There must be an element of fear when you come down the spiritual thing. You don't just do something. You got to have some fear, man. I'm trying to tell y'all something. You can't just do what you want to do. You ain't that bad. You understand what I'm saying here? Give respect to whom respect is due. Give honor. You understand what I'm saying, Janet? this boiling. See, this boiling. See, you can go up or be cut off here. You got to work with it right. Listen to me. Listen to me, children. See, you're playing with fire. Sit down. I ain't through. Rain ain't stopped yet. I'm going to give you one or two more than I'm going to close. Boldness to magnify Christ. Boldness to magnify Christ. How can turn to Philippians. Boldness. I like for my members to respect me. Don't handle me like you're handling some little boy down the street. Because I'm not going to put up with it. Baba, you know what that mean? Everything all right. The boy just give me the signal. Junior just give me the signal. That man respect me. That man love me. That man with me. I got it. So I can tell God I need him. I got a close, man. Philippians 1:20. According to my honest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Nothing I shall be ashamed. But that with all boldness, as always, so now also, Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it's by life or by death. But I want to magnify him. Come on, say it. I want to magnify him. Say it. Say it. Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Not me.
Not me.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
In order that, for that to happen, you got to deal with your ego.
Yes, sir.
Let the Lord be magnified. Say it again. And then one, I'm going to give you one more and I'm going to close because I got to serve your communion today. Turn to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. See, Satan don't want you to hear about this blood. So he tried to strike. And you strike back. Well, y'all didn't shout on the access. Let me see, can I get y'all to shout on this? I thought I had a good one. Boldness, access, and confidence, but y'all didn't shout. I guess I got too much going on. 1 John chapter 4. I just want to talk about boldness to be like Jesus. How was Jesus? Anything backed him up?
No.
Anything turned him around?
No.
Why? He was bold. Well, how can he be so bold? How was Jesus? Why Jesus was so bold? Anybody know? Huh? He says, not me doing it. I don't do nothing but what I hear my Father say. I don't do nothing but what I see my Father doing. I know the Father can't fail. So I'm acting just like him. You know what? You know what? I got a new definition of faith. Faith act just like God. Faith placed me in God's category. Good God Almighty. That's what he gave us faith for. Faith caused me to act just like Jesus. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
Now we read the scripture and we close. There in 1 John 4, 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now you see, they said the day of judgment. The day of judgment is every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Judgment works two ways. You can be judged, or you might have to judge something.
Amen.
Y'all don't want to help me. Judgment works two places. You may be being judged, or you might have to judge something. My. Yeah, and thou love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because. Look at me. As he is, so are we. Where? In this world. That means everything that Jesus did can be done again. Same Father, same kingdom, same anointing, same blood that Jesus was working under. I'm working under too. How was Jesus? Jesus was extravagant. When they had no food to eat, Jesus gave them too much. They ate till it was full. He said, gather the fragment, 13 baskets. How was Jesus? When he wake up out of sleep and a storm going on, Jesus said, calm down here. I'm about to stop it. Peace be still. How was Jesus? The lady carrying her last son, he carried him to the grave. And Jesus thought about it. She don't have nobody to take care of her. She's growing a little old in age, and this is her only son. So Jesus said, hold up the funeral. Tell the preacher to take his robe off. We'll be no service today. Touch the... Cast it. What the boy was carried in. And the boy got up. How was Jesus? Man blind from birth. Parents have tried everything they could to get the man to wake and see a little bit. Jesus come along. Spit on the ground. Took some mud. Wiped in his eyes. Go down to the pool. Go down to the pool. Wash your eyes. The Bible says he went down there and washed his eyes and he came back seeing. How was Jesus? Man been lame for 38 years. Trying to get in the water when the pool is touched by the angel. Jesus said to him, will I be made whole? The man began to tell his method and the way he tried to get whole. Jesus said, no. Take up your sin forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. How was Jesus? She was humpback. Nobody could help her. She was looking around. She couldn't really look behind her. And Jesus came along. And Jesus said, ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, be healed on this Sabbath day? Woman, thou art loose. And they said the devil had to take his hand off her bones and her muscles, and she stood up straight. How was Jesus? Talked to a woman down by the well. The woman was living a whorish life. She was living in adultery, and Jesus needed a drink of water, and he asked her to give him a drink. She didn't understand who was talking to her. Sometimes people don't understand who's talking to them. And Jesus said, woman, if you only ask me for a drink, I'll give you water that your well will never run dry. She left the well. She came to the well as a prostitute and left as a preacher. She met Jesus. What he did for you? I was a street runner. I stayed up all night long running the street. But early one Sunday morning, I met a man by the name of Jesus. And he changed my life. How was Jesus? Bible said, as he is. That means I can multiply bread. I can raise the dead. I can bring a man to the new birth. Just like Jesus. You're supposed to be just like him. Are you listening to me? I just want the man of soul to be so. Glory to God is right. Jesus. Tremendous. He left a track record for us, man. Jesus. Them two sisters was worried. Funeral was over. They said, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. But you're too late. Too late. What? Where did you lay? Take me to the gravesite. Jesus got out of the grave, you know, and natural people kind of stopped the move of God. Jesus said, roll the stone away. They said, what? Say he'd been dead 4 days, he stank. Jesus said, roll the stone away. Hey, you listening? Lazarus. Oh, Lazarus. See. Now, watch me now. You listening to me? You have Jesus' voice. You have Jesus' voice. The voice of faith is Jesus' voice. Oh, Lazarus. It wasn't a natural man calling it. People have to know when they're talking to you. They're not talking to a natural man. You standing in three worlds at one time. You standing in heaven ruling hell. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And you got authority in heaven. Oh, Lazarus. Oh, Lazarus. Too early. Too early for you to go. Jesus is standing at the grave. Lazarus. Your sisters need to talk to you. I'm calling your healing today. I'm calling your blood pressure known. And I want to speak to Arthur today. I want Arthur to know he has no right on these arthritis. He has no right on these premises. I want to speak to high sugar level today and call him by the name. I believe my voice is anointed. Sugar level, I command you to be normal. Blood pressure, I command you to be normal. I'm using the same voice that Jesus called Lazarus from the grave. Y'all believe this stuff? Oh, Lazarus. Hallelujah. I'ma close it. Give me a minute. Oh, Lazarus. Every dead thing that attach itself to your life, I'm calling it off today. Hallelujah. Everything that's holding you down, holding you back, I'm calling it off your life today. I'm calling your life to be free today. And you're going to take them grave clothes off. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he is, so are we in this world. Operate in blood consciousness and you'll be blessed all the days of your life. Every head bowed, every eye closed. You watching by internet, TV.